What? So yesterday, doing laundry and cooking apple fritters or whatever I was doing, and Jeff comes in and he goes, "Who have you talked to the most in your life?" I go, "What?" He goes, "Think about it. I've been thinking about this." And I go, "My mom." He goes, "No, I bet that's not right." He goes, "You probably talk to her, what, 5 minutes a day if you talk to it? And it's not texting. This is, who do you talk to the most in your life?" He goes, "I couldn't say you because we're not together for like 10 hours a day or more."
Does that bother him?
No, but I just...
Doesn't seem to affect him at all.
Then he went
the
room.
But he goes, "You would think we've been together for 19 years.
That's actually a good question.
And so all night, he's like, "Have you thought of anybody?" And I was like, "Well, Parker..." He goes, "But you're... Yes, you've only known Parker for 8 years. You've been alive for 37. I go, "But I feel like I've made up a lot of time because I'm always...
Who have you talked to the most in your entire life?
And I was like, "Well, maybe it's Greg and Roadkill or Kelly because..." But he goes,
"Without
but
a shadow
of
a doubt, it's probably the two of you."
I know I've listened to you probably more than anybody in my entire life.
Is that a good thing?
You're talking to Laura.
Yes.
That's good.
Okay. It's funny. Wow, that's an interesting question because my brother and I, who are best friends, didn't talk really for the first several years. We didn't say much.
Yeah.
You know, we weren't palling around and we weren't having long, in-depth conversations between brothers. He went his way, I went mine. And the further, strangely enough, the further he got away, Texas, Alaska, the closer we became. You know what I mean? So since then, I don't know.
That but would be you're like, not talking to your but maybe, and this isn't
a couple times
text.
A week, maybe.
Yeah, so a couple times a week, that's not.
Yeah. My first instinct is to say Valerie, but I don't know if, I mean, that's 30 years of my 57.
I've been with Jeff 20 of my 19 of my 37. But in 19, like he said, we go to work. So we're not together. I obviously work different hours, so I'm gone in the morning. And
so you still don't have an answer?
Yeah, I don't have an answer. He asked me this yesterday, like five.
Kelly, who would it
so
be?
So you've been with us for 15?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kelly, who would it be?
I think it was my dad, but he passed away 5 years ago. Jeez. I don't know.
That's
probably
a lot.
My mom.
But
my mom.
That's a lot of years, right? Yeah, you can't just fly past that in 5 years.
I think it's
got to
be work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird, right? To think that you talk more to people that you work with than you do.
Now I've been here long time.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it just seems like it shouldn't be that way, but it makes sense because our job is to talk, you know? Like what we just said together? Clock that in.
Exactly.
Put that in the Greg column.
You're climbing up. You're right not there. Anywhere near Laura, but...
Yeah, thank you. That's okay. That's a title I don't necessarily want. I appreciate that. Yeah, that's an interesting question.
I don't know. I don't have an answer.
It should be your spouse. But
it's not.
It's not.
He said, "Hun, I probably talk to the guys at work because of work things for 8 hours a day." We're just
right.
I said you would. It should be like you
but
would think
not,
it would be, but it's clearly not. You know, because when I'm home, I don't talk a whole lot. To be honest with you. And now I feel bad. Like maybe I'm not.
Maybe we're not doing it right.
You know, like we come in, we have conversations, we talk, but they're. There's good periods of silence in our house. Like where she's doing something, I'm doing something.
That's because you're both okay with it and you're both comfortable.
Yeah, but do you ever doubt it? You ever go, wait a second.
Maybe she's texting another guy right now?
Mm-hmm. Could be.
Okay.
I don't think that's happening, Greg.
What am I going to do if that's the case? What am I going to do?
Nothing.
Right.
Ooh.
I'll find out someday.
You got a nice apartment.
I always told you if you, something you and Val go south, I'll boot Amy.
Yeah,
you can come and live with me.
Oh, dude,
Oh my God, there won't be a safe woman in like a 1,000-mile radius of us.
I always wanted to live, Kelly, in a place surrounded by human skulls.
Yeah,
wait a minute. First off, we'd have to clean the place out and make it me and you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So some trees,
some buddies,
trees and lighthouses on one side of the apartment.
Fantastic.
And, okay. All right. That sounds good. All right. Yeah, that's an interesting question, Laura.
I'm thinking it has to be you guys.
Talked
to you.
But have I talked to Roadkill more than I've talked to Kelly? Because Kelly's been here the longest.
Yeah, but Kelly's not
here
in
the
here.
Morning.
Yeah.
It's probably him.
Yeah, stuff. I would say
because
you.
Because of the length of time. Yeah, you know, Doc. I talk to Doc every day.
Yeah, but not like you used to.
True. So Doc's right in there. You know, so you and Doc, bud. You and Doc.
Yeah.
Right up there.
Yeah, because so. I'm gonna say the same thing. It's probably you, you guys in here.
Yeah.
All right.
But it's, I don't know, because as soon as we leave work, it turns to texting, and that's not considered talking.
Talk amongst yourselves with this one. Look at your spouse or your boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, and just ask that question.
Like, should we talk more?
It's an interesting question. No, the answer is no. No, I'm not. Yeah. No, I don't want to talk more. I talk enough. I want to talk less, believe it or not, in my life.
Really?
Don't you?
But don't you want to talk to different, maybe talk more to other people? Like, maybe talk more to Valerie.
Sometimes my goal is when I get up just to not talk that much to anybody, period.
I feel you,
but
bro.
But we work in a job where we have to talk.
We don't have to. That's a given.
Well,
but seriously, when you're not working, when I'm not working, and I love talking to people, I do, but I also don't want to talk. That's normal, right?
Mm-hmm.
As you get older, don't you? Do you find as an adult that you kind of just go, all right, I don't want to talk.
Yep.
Do you ever find yourself that when you get an invite to do something, to go someplace, you're like, yeah, no,
I don't want to talk.
I don't want to do it. I get invited to lots of. Yeah, no, I don't want to do it. I'm becoming like a hermit or a recluse.
Yeah, Amy came home from work. She had worked a long shift yesterday, and she called me on the way home. She's like, I can't wait just to come home and hang out with you and talk.
Oh God!
I was like, it was like 8:05.
I'm going to bed early.
Oh my God! I'm throwing my mask on.
As soon as she comes in the door,
made the noise that it was working.
Absolutely. It's a good question. That's a tough question to answer, Laura.
Yeah,
that'll start some conversations.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Don't know how to answer it.
It is 6:22.